Hello, my beautiful lollies, and welcome back to another episode of Lollies and Gloss. This week, we will be talking about the principles of success and how to reach your fullest potential. I believe the most important principles to achieving success and achieving your dreams are passion, persistence, and peace. So let's talk about it. This is Lollies and Gloss. I know for a lot of people, finding a passion in life isn't clear, or the passion that they have doesn't support the lifestyle they desire. Some people don't even have a passion. So the question is it necessary to have a passion? Personally, I think a lot of people confuse passion and work. No matter how passionate you are about a job or a project, it will still require a lot of work. And that element doesn't go away just because you have a lot of love for your job or a lot of passion. Obviously, the goal in life is to make money doing what you love rather than doing something that you don't like. For example, I would not want to be scooping elephant poop, but if I had to, I guess I would. Sorry, that was I don't know why that's the first thing. That's the first job that comes to mind when I'm like doing something I don't like doing. Yep, that would be one. Anything involving cleaning, because I'm really bad at it. I don't know. Some people, cleaning gives them like peace. It gives me anxiety. So, okay. Anyways, moving on. Like I said, obviously the goal is to do something that you like doing, but I don't think that it's this like so black and white. Actually, what kind of inspired this conversation was I was reading Bella Hadid's Vogue interview, and a lot of people on Instagram were hating on her because she was talking about the dark side of modeling, talking about, you know, the actual truth of what it takes to be a model, the endless hours, the starving, the working hours on end, like I said, get the hate that you receive, the negative backlash, the comments, the sort of anxiety and honestly state of almost no peace. Like, she was basically talking about it in this Vogue article, and it was really, really interesting to hear her perspective and hear her voice. And I thought that she shed light on the truth of modeling very well. And I was very inspired by her honesty and vulnerability. But on Instagram, everyone was like, I don't care. Like, who cares what she says? Like, she's a model. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars literally doing nothing. And I'm like, okay, one, first off, if you know the modeling business, you know that that is not true. You are not getting paid that much. You are going to endless castings. You are booking maybe some jobs. And your income is like it fluctuates. It's not a steady income. So for anyone like that thinks models live this luxurious lifestyle just because they're wearing these insane couture pieces and are in like Paris Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, that is not the case. Like, oh my God, that is not the case at all. So when I saw those comments, I so desperately wanted to like comment back, but I was like, no, that's dumb. These people, like, that is a waste of my time. But this brought a conversation that I wanted to have today is, does your passion have to align with your job? And this is something that always confused me as a kid. Like, I remember I always said to my mom, like, I'll never do something that I don't like. I'll never work for anyone. La, la, la. Like, I'm going to make my dream my passion. I don't care about money. Okay, obviously, as I got older, I realized, okay, well, I like to go out to dinner and I like to buy clothes. So obviously, you need money to do those things. And I think, I mean, for anyone, as soon as they get older and have to live alone and pay for themselves, they understand the value of money to a greater extent. With that being said, I think the most important thing one can do is finding what they're good at. For example, I think I've always known, especially in my family, I've always kind of been the communicator. I've always been the one to understand emotions, be able to tell the other people in the family how others are feeling without making too much of a problem, hopefully, sometimes. But I think I always kind of saw myself as the communicator in my family, and I do see myself as a communicator through media, even just doing this Lollies and Gloss. It's bringing people together. It makes me feel connected to other people and it makes me feel heard. I know it makes other people feel heard, and that gives me happiness. Obviously, I haven't been making a huge income. Well, actually, I don't think... Have I made an income from doing this? I don't know. I will have to check. Let's just say no. I'm pretty sure it's no, okay? Like, I mean, it's too new, you know, for me to be making lots of money from this. We're only on episode 8? Yeah, this is episode 8. But anyways, with time, obviously, that will grow, just like anything, just like with the YouTube. When I started doing YouTube, guys, I had 5 subscribers for 5 months, and I'm not kidding. And then one day, I was posting every week, even though I only had 5 subscribers. I was posting every week, I was determined, and suddenly I hit like 1,000. And then I hit 5,000, and then I hit 10,000, then I hit 20,000, and then kind of just went up kind of insanely fast. But it didn't happen fast. It was a long time of hard work where I didn't see any results. And that's when most people give up. It's when, you know, you're doing it solely for the result, and then you give up. And that's why you can't be doing anything that you don't really see a vision. Like, you can't be... If you really have a passion, you see a vision, you will be consistent with it. And if you're not, obviously the results won't come, but you can't be doing things for the result. And for me, it was never to make money. It was never to be super famous. It was really to just post something that I thought would help people and that made me feel more confident. And that's what inspired me to do it and kept me going. And obviously, it was received well and it did help people. So that's awesome. The job was accomplished, but it took a lot of time. But I think for anyone, finding what you're truly good at and what you truly like, you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to take risks. I'll give an example that doesn't relate to a career, but it's just an example of me kind of opening myself up back again to the world, reconnecting with my inner child, which is so important. So I remember when I was about 17, I really wanted to learn how to skateboard. I lived next to Santa Monica Beach, and every day I would watch people skate and bike down the beach path, and I was dying to learn. I never attempted to skate there because I only skated a couple of times, and I was definitely not good. Let's just say I'm not very good on the wheels. I don't even have my driver's lessons. Okay. I know that's embarrassing, but it's true. I'm not comfortable on wheels, behind the wheels, whatever. Anything with wheels. I'm like a dog. I get scared, I bark. I don't bark, but I get scared. Okay, whatever. So yeah, you get the point, right? I was scared. I was mostly scared of looking stupid, okay? Because I didn't want to fall in front of everyone. I didn't want to fall in front of the skater boys. I wanted to be a skater girl. I wanted to be cool. I didn't want to fall and look like a loser and break my head. But one day I was really bored, and I saw my blue pastel penny board outside on my patio. This actually was a gift from a friend who was leaving, and he's like, here's a penny board if you want it. So I took it. Didn't use it, really. I think I used it once. But anyways, I was glancing at it that day. I was so bored, and it was calling my name. So I got out. I went outside, like, in an alley, got on the board, and started practicing. And yeah, I did this for a week, got pretty good. No one was around, so it wasn't really a problem if I messed up. But, you know, I was gaining quite a bit of confidence. I got pretty good on that little penny board. I was swerving up and down the alleys. So I was like, all right, it's time to go out in a more public area. So I went in a public area. When I get confident, I get cocky and I go way too hard. So I kind of was going very, very fast, way too fast. And there's this really busy crossway, like a highway, but not, you know, like a crossway. Like, yeah, is that what you call it? Yeah, crossway, whatever. Lots of cars. Anyways, the light hit red and I literally fell. I think my penny board went directly in front of someone's car. I don't know if it caused a problem or if someone stopped. No one got hurt from this, but it definitely went in from a car. There was a stop. Everyone looked at me. I fell. It was so embarrassing. I felt stupid as hell. But instead of like walking away ashamed, I just started laughing because I didn't know what else to do. I mean, I could have killed someone. And I'm just laughing there, like, haha, I suck at skateboarding. Sorry. But yeah, so I grabbed it. I walked away. I started laughing. And on my walk back, I realized, dude, literally no one knows who you are. So why do you care if you look stupid skating in the streets? Like, no one, I don't remember who just saw me fell. I doubt they know who I am. So do you really care? Like, you should keep doing this. So I did. I did kept doing it. And I got actually pretty good. And now I skate for fun. I love skating, actually. It's one of my favorite things. And I'm so proud that I learned, because it's something that I always wanted to do and just was never good at it and never had the balance and capability. But after falling many times and practicing, I finally got good at it. And the moral of this little skater girl story is that if I would have simply gave up after I fell in front of that crossway that day and embarrassed myself and looked like a literal idiot, then I would have never been able to skate. And I would have never been able to have a new passion, passion, hobby, joy, whatever you want to call it. So I think that's very important to keep in mind, that you need to do, it's never too late to learn. I was like 17, 18. It's never too late to learn a new skill. And it's never too late to look like an idiot. You know, you have to. And I think that's what keeps us young. It's what keeps us curious. It's what keeps us, you know, dreaming. And it definitely did unlock some childhood feeling, you know, like, oh my god, like learning how to ride a bike, or you know what I mean. When you're a child, everything's new. It doesn't really matter if you suck because you're like 3 or 4 and everyone's just rooting for you. And then when you're an adult, everyone's like, what the hell, man, like, why are you skating like a grandpa, like on roller skates or something? But hey, he's having fun and he's going for it, and that's awesome. So moral of the story is, try new things, even if it's skating, like something like it seems silly, but it's not, because I think the saddest thing in life is like getting dull and getting all crinkly and being like, oh, I'm too old to do that, I don't want to look stupid. Like, no, you're not, but whatever. So keep it young, kids. All right, now we're on to 2. All right, this is the second principle of success: persistence. Persistence, 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 persistence. I sound like Patrizia Gucci. Persistence. Persistence, Maurizio. I'm dead. I'm sorry. Okay. So put in the work. Make a sacrifice. Think about what goals you have. How do you want to see yourself? How do you want to see your life in 5 years? If you're sitting around waiting to do something, wishing you would have done something a year ago, you're going to be in that exact same position 2 years later, 5 years later, maybe even 10 years later. And you're going to say, damn, I was so young and I don't know what the hell I was doing. I wish. You're going to keep saying, I wish. No, no more wishing. No more wishing. Start doing. And, you know, like I said, consistency and persistence is the most important element of success. I mean, that is the driving factor. That is the little baking soda that rises that beautiful cake. It is necessary. Without it, it's not going to rise. Without it, you're not going to rise. So you really do have to go for it. And like I said, you can't be expecting results. You can't be expecting money. You can't be expecting fame. I don't know what you want, but you can't be expecting anything. You can't be expecting anything at first. All you can be expecting is that you are prepared, all right? You expect to be better prepared the next time. You expect to be better the next time. And you expect yourself to be consistent. No matter the circumstances, you got to try to be consistent, because that's the most important thing. And with, you know, hard work, like I said, there is a bit of sacrifice, and I don't like using that word, but there is, because you can't always be going out with your friends. You can't always just buy whatever you want. you feel that day. You can't always be going out to dinner. You have to save. You have to reinvest into whatever dream you have or, you know, pursuit you have. And you have to take time for your dreams. And it's a lot of work. And it's a lot of sacrifice. And sometimes that can be painful. But that's why most people don't do it. That's why most people don't do this. For real, though, because if it was this easy, everyone would be rich. Everyone would be successful. Everyone would have their dreams accomplished. But hey, not a lot of people are willing to give that away. And that's a little bit of your freedom. And I was talking about this with, you know, a couple of people. Like, does success come with a price of freedom? And I think it does, but also it gives you more freedom. So maybe it equals each other out. But at first it's going to suck a little, and you got to get used to that. But I think the most important thing, they used to say this in acting as well, like just, and I even heard this in my last speech class at uni. My professor was saying, fall in love with the journey, fall in love with the process. And I heard that so much in acting. My acting teachers would tell that. My mom would tell me that. And I never understood that, because I'm like, but this process sucks. How am I supposed to fall in love with it? Like, I'm failing every day. How is this fun? But you can't see your seeds blooming and growing their roots underground, can you? You can't. You only see when the tree is up and the fruits are out. You don't see those little roots submerging into the ground, deep, deep, deep into the ground, and make sure that tree grows tall and doesn't fall. Think about that. That's all this underground work. That's all this sacrifice. That's all this, you know, process, as we say. And it's necessary, because without that, your tree is gonna, it may grow real tall. Okay, this is obviously not realistic, because this doesn't happen, but just pretend that your tree grew really tall, but there was like one little root hanging, like, you know, grounding it in the ground. Your tree would fall at any given wind, storm, rain, right? Your roots are making sure that you're prepared for any battle. You're prepared when you fall down, because even when you are successful, you are gonna fall down. You can't always be successful. You can't always be winning. For real, you're gonna have losses no matter how far you go. And that's just part of life. That's part of the process. So falling in love with that groundwork is very important. And that's kind of, you know, my whole intention with Lollies and Gloss, and has been from the start. It's just really falling in love with what this is, what this is going to be, how I feel about it, how others feel about it, and the quality of what's going into it. And so far I've loved this process. Although it's been a lot of work and a lot of underground work, I love it. And there's a lot more work to do. But, you know, the fact that I love it so much, and that I love this community and I just want it to grow, that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me, you know, waiting for the little tree to sprout one day. Okay. So, like I said, persistence. But you also need peace, and that is our third principle of success. Peace. Because without peace, you are doomed. You can't spend your whole life working. You can't spend your whole life, you know, trying to make money. You know, thinking about only your career, not about anything else, because that's detrimental to your mental health, detrimental to your self-love, to your actual love, to your friends, to your family. It's not fun to have that element be the only important thing of your life, you know? And I think peace is probably the most important for you. And that's something that I also learned when I was sick. I realized I was exhausted from, you know, hours and hours I would spend, you know, doing YouTube and doing all these auditions and then doing all this music stuff and blah, 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 la, 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 going to all these parties to try to get connection, blah, whatever, all that stuff. You know what I mean? Which is all necessary things if you want that career. But I just felt like my soul was lost. I was running away from my soul. That sounds so dramatic, but I was. And I think a lot of people do that. We chase so far that our souls kind of get left behind, and sometimes they don't catch up with us. Like, I'm sure you have heard the term, oh, he sold his soul. Like, no, they didn't actually sell their soul. I think people out there actually believe that these people literally sell their souls. As like a physical soul, I don't know. They rip out their heart and replace it with a metal one. No, they don't actually sell their souls, but they do. And what that means is they sell their morals, right? They sell away their peace. You know what I'm saying? You don't have the freedom anymore. And there is a joy to just making things because you love it without, you know, trying to make money from it or, you know, trying to get some certain reaction. There is a great joy in just doing things because you love it. And I think a lot of us forget about that because we're in this capitalist society, perpetuated by the idea that we need to achieve this enormous thing, this enormous amount of fame, this enormous amount of richness, la, yada, 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 la, 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 blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure you guys have seen countless times on the media, celebrities overdosing, going to jail, getting arrested, committing suicide, going bankrupt. Obviously, these are extreme circumstances, and it doesn't help that these people's lives are literally in front of the public and their careers are kind of dependent on the public opinion, but it is a lesson to be learned from these instances. And at the end of the day, I think they were struggling with finding peace because they didn't have any. And that brings me back to the article, Bella's article that I was talking about. She talks about how she struggles finding peace. I mean, she's probably she is the supermodel of our era. So I can't imagine like how many paparazzis are around her. Her every move is almost recorded. Everyone kind of, we don't know everything about her life, but a lot of her life is public. And that must be very, you know, draining, which she talks about. So I think a lot of people experience that, especially if they have careers in the public eye. And even just people on social media, even just the way that we regularly use social media, it's like we have to share everything. I mean, I do it as well, but it's not everything now. But, you know, we kind of feel like that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to show everyone what we're doing, where we are, who we're with, what we're eating, la, la, la. And just, you know, sometimes take a step back and think, okay, like, why am I doing this? Like, is it to get a certain reaction from someone? Is it because I just genuinely want to share this because it looks cool? I took some really sick pictures I want to share. Or am I just doing this because everyone else is doing it and I want to look like I'm cool? I don't know. You know, you got to think about why you're doing things and not just fall into the pattern of doing things because everyone else is doing them. So now I want to end with one last final thing, which is an Instagram question that I asked you guys on the Lollies and Gloss Instagram. And basically, I mean, I'm sure all of you who are listening follow that, but if you are not, if you somehow don't follow that page, it's Lollies and Gloss on Instagram. But I asked you guys, how do you define success? So I'm just going to read some. Achieving a goal I've set for myself. The moment you realize you found your peace. Oh, go off. That is so true. Success is achieving the goals that will become you, that will help you thrive and become the best version of yourself. So I see a lot about goals, peace, being happy, chasing your goals, being happy, happiness, feeling satisfied, independence, by perfecting my goal. Oof. Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to criticize anyone. I think everyone kind of has the same idea, but I just want to state one thing. So I think we do always put, you know, goals and certain, you know, dates where we say, okay, this is the moment where I have reached happiness. This is the moment where I have reached satisfaction. This is the moment where I've achieved success because I accomplished this one thing, which obviously there are, you know, stepping stones and goals that we all need to set. And obviously it is celebratory when we accomplish those. But I think it's very, very important to understand that your happiness does not depend on those goals. It does not depend on when those goals are accomplished or if those goals are accomplished. And I think that's something that I struggled with a lot when I was younger. I thought if I had a certain goal that I accomplished, I would feel a certain way. I would feel confident. I would feel happy. I would feel free. But that wasn't true. It never happened. Obviously, I felt, you know, proud that I accomplished that, but it was kind of meaningless, to say the least, because I didn't have inner happiness and inner peace. And I think the true success in life is to be peaceful, is to genuinely find peace with whatever you're doing, and love what you're doing, like you guys said. And I think, you know, it's hard because you do have to put in work. You do have to fail. You do have to, you know, sacrifice a bit to get what you desire. But there is a way to balance it. And I think that's, as I said, what I'm finding and discovering during this period of my life. And I encourage you guys to as well. And I encourage you to think of different ways of, to think of a different way you view, like, your personal success. Because I think we have it so set in stone what we want to do, where we want to study, if we want to go to university. And there isn't really a set answer. And I don't think that you should be set on one thing. Like this, someone messaged me today and said, I'm so sad I didn't get into the university of my dreams. Honestly, that's probably a blessing in disguise. You maybe would have hated that university, and maybe it was, could have been the worst time of your life, or maybe you wouldn't even be studying what you wanted to do, or you wouldn't be making the friends that you're going to meet at your new university. You know, there's endless reasons why things happen, and we have to just take it as a sign. It's just our journey, and it was supposed to happen like that. And honestly, if you go with the flow, you will be led to peace. You will be led to where you're meant to be. And I truly believe that. Even though I'm not very religious, I certainly believe that 100%. Everything that's happened to me that I thought I was not going to make it out of, I have made it out of, and it's brought me to a place I didn't know could exist. So I truly am speaking from the heart when I say that. And I know it's hard because everything is so uncertain, but try to fall in love with that aspect and try to see everything as a purpose, because there is, and you will find your purpose and your passion, and you will be successful. You got to find that inner peace. You got to find that inner belief, and yeah, genuine love for you and those around you. With that, I would like to end this episode on that very, very, very positive note that made me feel happy. I feel inspired now. I want to thank you guys for inspiring me. And I love you. Oh my God. Lots of love, lollies, always. See you next week on Lollies and Gloss. Also, posted a little mini short film. It's called Paris in the Spring. It's on YouTube. You might have seen it on the Lollies and Gloss Instagram and on my personal Instagram, so check that out. Leave a comment if you like. It was very fun, you know, filming and cinematography and all of that is part of my passion, so would love if you check that out. All right, kisses.